USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury has found all three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmed Aubrey murder trial.
Malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
The prosecution arguing the man was murdered without justification while jogging in a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia last year. Attorneys for the defendant say it was self-defense when Aubrey resisted a citizen's arrest. Americans are seeing prices rise for goods and services, particularly for fuel at gas stations. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt criticizes the Biden administration's efforts to get gas prices down.
This administration is asking OPEC to increase production. We saw, it's just an absolute political stunt. 50 million barrels of oil is 2 days' supply in the U.S., about 2.5 days' supply.
USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Michael Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Weekly jobless claims are at their lowest level in more than 50 years. The Labor Department reporting 199,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims last week. President Biden spending his Thanksgiving at a $1 million estate.
It's the first couple's first Thanksgiving as president and first lady.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will be eating their turkey on Nantucket, which is a family tradition. They arrived there on Tuesday evening after some community service at the D.C. Central Kitchen. The Biden family has celebrated Thanksgiving on the tiny Massachusetts island since 1975. They only missed the trip last year because of the pandemic. And from the USA Radio News New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
More than 2 million passengers are being screened at the nation's airports each day as they travel for Thanksgiving. The TSA saying at least 2 million people have gone through security checkpoints each day since last Thursday. The highest mark came last Friday when more than 2.2 million passed through security. Scott Kirby is the CEO of United Airlines. He tells NBC's Today Show his airline is ready for all the passengers.
We're excited to welcome back, almost normal crowds, almost to pre-pandemic levels, to be back to connecting families and uniting friends and family. And the good news is also the weather, at least for now, keep our fingers crossed, looks pretty good across the country. So expect to have relatively smooth operations over this busy holiday weekend.
The State Department making a big announcement ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday.
The State Department announced Taiwan is among the 110 invitees in its upcoming democracy summit. Taiwan was invited to join other nations, including the United Kingdom and Japan, at the December 9th through 10th virtual summit. It should be noted the final list leaves out several U.S. partners, such as Turkey, a member of NATO. And China does not like it when companies and international organizations treat Taiwan as an independent entity. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.